This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Welcome to another episode of the My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast. My name is Brian Finale. I am one of the co-founders here. Since 2008, we launched and conceived this idea and inception of My Lead System Pro, and it's been quite a ride. I want to spend some time with you this morning talking about something that I think is important. If you're going to earn your entrepreneurial stripes, if you're going to break through, if you're going to create a life of freedom, terror, fear is going to play a role. It has to. Terror means the treasure is near. Terror means the treasure is near. That's today's topic. Let's just dive right in. It's going to happen, y'all. If you are going to stretch, if you are going to go into the unknown and get uncomfortable, and you know, most of us are not taught leadership in school. Most of us, if you hear my voice, you didn't go to business school. You didn't go to marketing school. There was no finance in your, at least in mine. Most of the people, some of you did, and that's great too. And even if you did, right? When you actually get boots on the ground and start a business and try to start playing the game online, all right, you're going to be asked to do some things that are uncomfortable. You're going to be asked to make some decisions that scare the hell out of you. You're going to be asked to do things that, you know, probably that if you knew you had to do when you made the decision to get started, you probably wouldn't have gotten started at all. And that's part of the journey. That's part of the process. You know, this lifestyle of freedom, of choices, of options, it's not just given. Some people are born into it, but those who are born into it aren't, most of those people, they don't even cherish it, and it's not, you know, because they didn't earn it. They didn't have to go through the blood, sweat, and tears that you and I had to go through to build something from scratch, to claw out of a previous life of less than, or old stories and programs, or old jobs and old conditioning. Right, they were just born into it. Most of those people aren't even grateful for what they have and lose it as they get older because they didn't have to earn it. But when you're in it and you have to do it, terror, it comes, it's there. It's the fear, part of the process. And I want you to, and today, I want you to take a different thought or a different look at what terror and fear means in your life. Because I used to look at it one way, and today, you know, last year, our best year ever, 8-figure year in business, I mean, that's a big deal from where I was when I found the industry back in 2005. A big difference. And I want you to look back in your life. You know, what are the most proudest moments that you can think of? The happiest moments, the moments where, you know, when we pass and life flashes by, you know, through our eyes, and what are the moments for you that are going to stand out right now? Just take a second. And I'm sure some moments of you know, friends and family and hanging out and having fun and the holidays, and if you go golfing with your dad or your mom or, you know, whatever, funny moments. Those types of things pop up, I'm sure. Moments, whether it was school or sharing, you know, just amazing memories as you growing up. But I want you to also think of some of the other big decisions maybe that were in your life. Right? The ones where you are the most, like if I give you a pen and paper and just jot down your top 10 life moments up to this point. Right? What are they? Maybe getting that first job, right? Maybe when your kids were born, gosh, how much terror and fear. And I'm sure, you know, love and joy. I don't have kids yet, but fear around that process. Passing some exam to get maybe a doctorate degree or certification or getting into college. Maybe jumping out of an airplane. Right. What are the top two or three moments that come to mind outside of the love of like being with parents and kids and just everyday things and just, you know, experiencing the beauty in a smile, which is hopefully is up there too. What are they? I can tell you mine, some of them. Some of the biggest, and I have some of those beautiful moments with my family as well. And they're amazing. Some of the long nights of hanging out, telling stories, drinking scotch, and just laughing until your eyes hurt. I've got a couple, you know, I've got many, many of those. But if I go to like some of the other flip of that, some of the biggest ones that I have, for example, is when I decided to start my business. That was a decision, you know, not a very confident guy. Broke, making less than $2,000 a month as a bartender, had one credit card that I had applied for, maxed it out, $1,500 to buy the product in my business. Fear that I wouldn't be able to do it. What if it didn't work? What if my friends and family thought I was nuts? What if I lost the money? What if it was a scam? Right? Did I actually have it in me to actually do something great, to do something big? Speaking on stage. Yeah, you know, you, for those of you who will see me at Live the Dream, I will be very different on stage now than I was back in 2008 was when I actually had my first speaking gig, where I was nervous. Oh my God, I had like 15 or 20 minutes and I had scripts and I sweated through my suit and I was stumbling words and I wasn't born, you know, any type of charismatic speaker, and I hated it. I hated it. There was so much, you know, what if I messed up? What if I put my company at risk? What if I wasn't the leader, you know, in person the company I was going to speak for and with? What if I wasn't enough? You know, the decision to go into debt as I grew my business. I wound up $30,000 in debt after 3 years. So if you're in your first 3 years and you haven't made a profit yet, welcome to the club. It's called the cost of doing business. It's called the cost of an education. It's called the cost of, hey, I didn't know anything about anything when I first got started in this business. You can't expect to come in, and some people do, but to, you know, hit a home run and get into profit your first month. Most businesses are in business for, you know, first off, 80-90% of them fail. And if they're still around, they're barely making payroll. And even at that point, we're talking like 3 to 5 to 6% actually turn a profit. Luckily for you and me, chances are you don't have a huge payroll right now. Chances are you don't have a inventory, or you don't have, materials and instruments and products, and you're not paying for office space, and you're not having to deal with shipping physical products and things like this, which make business even more more difficult to get in the black, right? My point is, if you were to look back at some of your greatest moments, what precedes all of them? The decision to do whatever it is. Whatever it is. Whatever was one of your top two or three greatest moments. What is right there, right alongside you, right on your shoulder? Terror, fear. Why? Why? Because you showed up. You were an underdog. You didn't know that you could do it. You didn't know you could figure it out. You didn't know it was in you. You didn't know that there was greatness. You didn't know that there was a God, you know, guiding you. You didn't know that there was faith. You didn't know that there was some uncertainty there. There was fear. And yet now, looking back, it was one of the greatest moments in your life. Period. It's the stories you're going to tell your great-grandkids when you're on that rocking chair. It's the stories you're going to use when you're on stage to inspire the masses, or in your book that you're going to write if you get off your tail and take action. Some of the best moments in your life are preceded right by, not even preceded, they're right in it. It's in the moment, terror. Why? Because in that moment, you're making a conscious decision that you want more. A conscious decision of growth, of stretching. Growth and progress, quite possibly one of the biggest human needs on the planet. For me, if I don't get up, if I'm not, you know, today, for example, straight to my meditation chair for an hour, if I miss that, I feel it. Because I know that I need to get in my zone. I need to, I know my vision. I don't just talk it, man. I'm with you. Every day I sit with that vision and it grows every day and I get closer to it. My vibration matches it. And tomorrow will be different. It'll be a little bit better. I work with that ego to shut it up. I dance with that vision to get clear on who I need to become today in order to get closer to it, to be not separate from it, but to be in line with it. Right, to feel attached to it, a part of it. That's how you start to create some pretty cool stuff in your life. And if I miss that, if I don't learn, if I don't stretch, if I don't grow today, I feel it. If I start stacking a few days where I miss it, and that's not just like me making me wrong because I miss a meditation or me, you know, making myself wrong because I didn't read a book this week. That's I actually just at this point in my life, if I start slacking, I condition myself neurologically that if I'm not growing and stretching every single day, every single week, I'm not feeling it. I'm going to lose my pizzazz, my chutzpah, my jazz for life, my spark for life. And that growth and progress, I'm telling you guys, if you look back in your life, and hopefully you've done so and found three or four or five different moments where it scared the shit out of you. It scared you had no idea how you were going to prevail. You were the underdog. How you were going to win. How are you going to take the, you know, David versus Goliath down. Maybe it was I played sports my entire life. I've got many sports memories where there was fear, you know, around getting into that, you know, hopping on that mat as a wrestler or, you know, taking that football as a fullback and you know, doing my best or stepping in that batter's box, right? When we're down, bottom of the seventh, bottom of the eighth, bottom of the ninth, team counting on you, and you do it. And you know what? Sometimes it's not even the fact that you won, but that you played the game. And that terror, see, that terror is going to be most people will live their life, and when they see that terror, that fear, they're going to run the other way because it's uncomfortable. And I get it. It is. What if you lose? What if you fall on your face? What if they say, told you so? What if you don't? You fill in the blank. All sorts, you know, fear. What is fear? It's focusing on the worst possible outcome all the time. Of course, for most people, if they continue to do that, they're going to live their life in a state of fear where around the corner there's a predator. Or if they make the decision, what if they fail? Well, what if you didn't? Stop telling yourself, right, why, you know, all of this fear, why you can't, why it won't work, and start telling yourself, start planting seeds of maybe how it could. Very simple. It's the exact same energy. You're just putting it up, removing it from one place and placing it on another, and one of them is going to get you a very different life. So my lesson, or what I want to make sure that you, that it lands on you, that it falls in between those ears, that it hits you, that today, maybe this week, okay, when fear pops up around the idea of maybe, hopping on a phone call with a prospect and moving them over to Zoom, or maybe hopping on a webinar. I know, for example, tonight's webinar, I doubt that this woman who's going to be on our webinar has been in front of 1,000 people before. Tonight she will. You know, when I asked her to hop on this webinar with me, probably, you know, some excitement there, but certainly some fear. She could have chosen, no, I'm not ready. And I, you know, you can't blame her for that. Or around that fear, she could have said and did say, hell yes. I know where I want to go. And I know that I need to start jumping into these things called webinars, start getting into these decisions that make me super fearful, terror, the idea of being in front of 1,000 people. What if I say the wrong thing? Okay, cool. You will. You will say the wrong thing. Who gives a shit? Who cares? You'll learn. You'll grow. You stop putting the focus on you anyway and start actually showing up with, hey, how can I serve? How can I give this, you know, this audience value? You stop focusing and making it about you and focusing on them and their, you know, what they want and their experience. Well, that's a shift right there. But she did it. Right in that moment, because this, the doors, you know, our preparation, we get very much rewarded in public for what we work our tails off in private. I heard Tony Robbins say that, and it's so true. And these doors, my friends, you know, in the beginning, when you start to wake up, these doors of opportunity, they only, for me, they start showing up slowly. Because the universe, God, whatever, is kind of like is hearing you. You say you want this, so okay, here, let's throw him a bone. Let's see what she wants to show up as today. And if you don't bite them, the opportunities when they first start to pop up, okay, because you're not ready internally, you need to wait till it's perfect internally, you need to wait till you have 10 grand in the bank, and then you'll make the decision, because then you'll have the confidence to conquer this thing called fear and terror and move forward. It's going to stop showing up because it's not, yeah, because obviously at the core you're not ready, and he is going to feel that, and it's going to stop throwing you these doors. My advice to you is that when, as you start your entrepreneurial endeavor, when the opportunity and the choice pops up to make a decision that you know that's going to move you toward your desire, toward your outcome that you want, and there's a ton of fear around that, make it. That's what you're waiting for. The prep, the mindset work, the business development, the having a mentor or a coach, those are the moments. The fools are the ones who see the door and fail to walk through it. Those are the ones who talk, and they'll just talk. They'll use this life to do just that. But the ones who get it, the ones who understand that the fear and terror around that decision, man, that's the good. That's what makes it great. If it were easy and promised and certain, if you knew that the outcome was, you know, if you knew, if you could just get the $1 million, right? That's not as fun. And yes, it's, you know, I'm sure Brian, that would make life so much easier to have, you know, a lot less stress and some freedom. And yeah, it'd be nice to get $1 million, but I'm telling you. The person that you're going to be forced to become in order to earn that $1 million versus just, you know, gifted to you, you can't put a price on that. You can't. And in that journey, there is going to be fear. There is going to be terror. There are going to be moments where you want to quit because it gets too hard. That's why you're here with me today. You know that, and you're conditioning your body. You're conditioning your mind, a new vibration, a new state, so that you can start to handle some of this risk, some of this stress, some of this fear and terror that is going to come with being an entrepreneur because of the things that you're going to have to do, like step into leadership, with which most of us were never taught. So I challenge you today to start living your life or start taking some conscious note of some fear, of terror throughout the day, throughout the week, and the decisions that you make every single day, and the decisions and the stories that you're telling yourself of why you can't. And don't just make those haphazardly and go about your day. Start taking inventory of what's going on. Because what's going on in those decisions, because how you do one thing is how you do everything. It's not just about the decision in that moment. If you're not doing something based on fear, I'm telling you, that's not the only thing you're not doing that you should be doing in order to live the life, build the business, the dreams, whatever. That's just one facet of it. And as you start to condition yourself to make these decisions where there's a whole bunch of fear involved, remember at the beginning of this wake-up call, I asked you, give me a 3, 4, 5, your top moments. Think about them. Your best moments in life are when fear are most present, because you had to step up. You had to prevail. You had you didn't know it was in you, and you surprised the hell out of yourself. And now you have that forever. And now that you're aware of that, why don't you create more of those experiences, more of those memories and moments, so that when you do have great-great-grandkids, you can tell of them all of the experiences through your growth and journey and what really allowed you to take the leap. And you can tell them, not through just theory or philosophy or just dinner conversation, but through actual experience that you had, because you saw fear and you did it anyway. And you knew from this wake-up call that God put the best things on this planet on the other side of terror. You started to live in alignment with that, and that fear doesn't go away, but you see it a little bit differently, and you invite it, and you want to dance with it, because you know that right on the other side is everything you ever want, everything you ever dreamed, everything. Terror means the treasure is near. I'm going to go over to the MSPFanPage.com. I'll hang out with you for a few minutes, but I invite you to make a few decisions today, where maybe yesterday or maybe even just before this wake-up call, you would have said no. Like maybe getting to live the dream, because there's fear, there's terror, money stories, not enough, can't take time off. Okay, fine. You know that that decision is going to move you forward, and there's a bunch of fear right there. What if you actually took the other path this time around, started making decisions like that leader in your vision, right? And you felt the terror and the fear of that decision and what that would mean and how it could maybe make it happen. Maybe not, but you did. You made the decision. You put that line in steel, and you just did it. What do you think is going to happen from that? MLSPFanPage.com. I'm headed there now. I love you guys.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.